The Good Enough Revolution, How Technology Might Be Redefining Our Notions of Quality. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. We love MP3s even though they sound inferior to CDs. And we loved CDs even though they sounded inferior to LPs. Okay, well, that's debatable, but many audiophiles do insist that's true. We can't get by without our mobile phones, even though they've tended to sound worse than landlines. We're watching more TV shows and movies on our little computer screens, even as our big TVs sit idle in the next room. The point is, technology provides so many new benefits to our products that we overlook what we used to care about. Wired Magazine senior editor Robert Capps calls this the good enough revolution.
We're starting to favor these things a lot more than some of the things that we used to really think that we liked about products and services, like, you know, power or speed or robustness or refinement, you know, sort of polish. And really those things are nice, and there's certainly markets for things that still have a lot of fidelity or a lot of features or, you know, a lot of tool sets or whatever, but we've really come to favor, you know, things that increase accessibility, things that increase connectivity. Quality just kind of needs to be good enough, and then, you know, the really smart money's on really increasing accessibility.
So I'm holding in my hand a flip video camera, which I really like because it's so easy to use and plug into your computer, and you can upload videos directly to YouTube. But it's not nearly as capable as many other cameras that have come before it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the flip is a, you know, I mean, it's just the classic example. So, you know, I mean, there was already cameras that could shoot in HD and, you know, really good-looking mini DV cameras for Sony had been out for, you know, a decade. But this little pocket camera came out and it shot in this, you know, kind of grainy, low-resolution footage. And it didn't have any kind of zoom. It didn't have image stabilization. It didn't have any of the features that Sony and Panasonic and Canon had sort of packed into their cameras. And it just took off like a rocket. And really that showed the value of, in the Flip's particular case, of making video really easy to use.
Perhaps even a more far-reaching example would be digital music and MP3s. MP3s clearly don't sound as good as recorded music that came before, but nearly everyone now does MP3s, and where not as many people, you know, have a Flip camera.
It's funny because the MP3 really, you know, radically changed what we wanted from our music. You know, and it used to be that you think about, like, what makes really good music. It's that, you know, oh, it's a really high fidelity. It sounds really great. It's got really crisp highs and really low lows. And, you know, that's just good, you know, that's good quality recorded music. But what the MP3 showed is that the ability to upload the music onto a computer, to be able to trade it with each other, to be able to buy and sell it online, to be able to put it on a device like an iPod so you could just carry all of your music at a time. That was just so much more important than, you know, the crispest crisp highs and, you know, the saturated lows, that the fidelity of the music just didn't really matter to us that much. We ran to MP3s, but there'll always be a market for audiophiles and even for people that just like a lot of quality of their music. So I'm not saying that nobody likes that, but just as a mass, we so much more care about the ability to share our music and get it online and, you know, have it accessible, that we just don't even think about fidelity anymore.
Robert Capps with Wired. More of our conversation tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.